Mary Hannah from Australia has just completed her first ride out at the Remacra FEI World Cup competition here in Gothenburg. Mary, how was that for you?
Well, it's the first time that he's competed in a really big atmosphere in a big indoor European show like that. So I wasn't quite sure what was going to happen. And up to the last centre line, I was really happy. Unfortunately, coming up the last centre line, he started to look at something in front of him behind the judge at sea. So he backed off a little bit, and that cost us a lot of points. But up until that point, I was actually thrilled with how he's handling the whole atmosphere and everything that was going on.
It's one of the pitfalls in a sport that involves other animals, isn't it, where you just can't control how they might react to other things.
Exactly. And I mean, who knows what his little horsey eyes were seeing. My human eyes couldn't see it, but there was something that he was seeing.
Now, you flew in from Australia just this week, I understand. You're not one of the Australian riders who's based in Europe. What's that like when you have to do that mammoth journey and then just get straight back into a competitive frame of mind?
Well, I have done it quite a lot of times. And the thing I like about it doesn't give you time to get nervous and start to sort of dwell on everything. So in a way, it's quite good. I haven't had time to really think long and hard about the enormity of what I'm doing. I've just done it.
And you obviously, your experiences, this, we reckon this is your sixth World Cup. It must be a competition that you enjoy taking part in.
It's a wonderful competition. And the very first World Cup I did here was 20 years ago in Göteborg. And that was a wonderful experience. So I was very much looking forward to coming back here.
And I think it's fair to say, the eldest competitor here. We won't dwell on too much on the numbers, but dressage is one of those sports where if you stay fit and well, you can just carry on competing, can't you? I mean, do you see this? Is this something you still want to carry on doing?
Look, as long as I feel fit and as well as I do right now, and have, I've got some lovely horses, I've got good young horses coming up, and I don't feel like anything in my body is saying don't do this, so certainly it's the passion of my life, and until I feel like I'm not doing it well or I can't do it anymore, then I keep going.
And obviously a great Australian team spirit here as well, with your stablemate, I understand, is here.
Exactly. Lyndall and I spend a lot of hours together in teams, and we did the World Championships together and the London Olympics together, and we train, of course, with Patrick, so we see a lot of each other, but it's very much a great Aussie spirit amongst us.
And talking of Olympics, obviously it's 2016, we can't not talk about Rio, and Australia has qualified a team for that competition. What would it mean to you to be selected?
It would be a great honour, and that's why I'm here. And this was sort of the beginning of the journey. And I have a very nice young horse, Boogie Woogie, that's coming over next week, and another younger horse. So this is all about the beginning of our campaign to get to Rio, and it would be a great honour to me and a great achievement if we can get there. That would be my fifth Olympics.